May the Lord help us to commence by singing part of hymn number 308. We'll sing verses 1 and 2 of the first part, and then to verse 7 in the second part. Hymn 308. Wide is the gate of death, the way is large and broad, and many enter in thereat and walk that beaten road. Hymn 308, singing verses 1 and 2 of the first part and verses 1 to 7 of the second part.
Thank you. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, and we'll read from the 13th verse to the end. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. Reading from verse 13 to the end. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened up to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word, and help us in prayer. Our most merciful, kind and gracious, ever-loving Lord God in heaven, oh, we seek thy gracious help now as we once more are found, gathered round thy word on thy day. Oh, we do pray, Lord, this night that thou wilt, as thou didst on the road to Emmaus, that thou draw near and go with us, and that we may have our eyes opened and our understanding opened to thy word as we read it. And we pray, Lord, to have our eyes opened that we may view thee. Oh, do come and stand in our midst. May there be that voice saying, Peace be unto you. O Lord, we pray that thou art come and calm each troubled heart, that those, Lord, with a sense of their sinfulness upon them, who by thy Spirit see a never-ending eternity, and how unfit in their own condition they are to stand before thee. O Lord, we pray there may be a voice of peace. O do speak peace to us each, we pray. O Lord, we ask that thou'd have mercy upon us. Have compassion upon us, we pray. Do appear as that good Samaritan. Do come right where we are this evening. And do all for us. O Lord, there are many needs. There are many concerns. We know not the case and concern with each, but thou knowest. And we plead thy mercy. For thou art merciful, gracious, long-suffering. Oh, we plead thy most holy name. We pray, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may find acceptance through the beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to be clothed with his righteousness. Lord, do wash us free from every sin. Wash out every stain. Lord, take each soul, plunge it in that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. O Lord, and prepare us each for a never-ending eternity. May we each be found on that narrow way of which we've just sung. O Lord, set us on it, keep us on it. Oh, may we make it home safe at last. Oh Lord, do have mercy upon us each. We think of each of the friends, those able to be here, those unable. We do pray, Lord, for thy gracious help and thy Holy Spirit's power working in each heart. Oh, may there be that conviction of sin, then a leading to the precious blood of Christ. Oh, to be found at the foot of the cross, and there to see mercy streams in streams of blood. May we each, by faith, by thy blessed Spirit, be found seeking to make his soul an offering for our sins. Oh, may we by faith lay our hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. Oh, to be found with a spirit of true repentance. Oh, may we be washed in the Redeemer's blood. Oh, may we be found confessing our sins before thee. For if we confess our sins, thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, dear Lord, we plead thy word this evening. Oh, may each of the friends be granted that faith to lay hold on that hope that's set before us. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou art lead us into thy glorious gospel. Oh, and we may know everlasting love abounding in our hearts. Fill us each with the love of Christ. Oh, that love which passeth all understanding. Pour in, Lord, we pray. Oh, Lord, we ask that thou drive out sin and Satan from us. Shut us in with thyself this night. Shut him out of this place, we pray. How the enemy seeks to come in. Oh, but when the enemy seeks to come in like a flood, may thy Spirit lift up a standard against him. Oh, Lord, do appear for us, we pray. We are but feeble flesh. Oh, we're poor, weak, sinful creatures. How we need thy help. Thou said, without me ye can do nothing. O Lord, some here have proved that and are still living to prove it. O may each one of us be taught that in our lives. but in our helpless condition, may we not be found without hope, but oh, may we be found pleading that blood that did for sin atone. Then lead us to the Lamb of God. Oh Lord, do be with us this night. We think of the friends who gather. We pray, Lord, that thou would bless them and help them in all their various cares and concerns. Lord, each heart knows its own bitterness. And we do pray that there may be that bringing unto thee our many cares and concerns, and may we be enabled to unbosom them. May we be able to lay them all at thy feet and leave them there, casting all our care upon him. And may we trust thee more. Oh, may we not be found leaning to our own understanding, but make us each wise unto salvation. Lord, do then and open up blind eyes. Any, Lord, who see no danger, who feel no need, who come and go out of formality. Oh, may there not be any here, but Lord, if there are, oh, do have mercy upon them. Stir up the nest, we pray. May thy arrows go forth. Lord, we pray that thou would bring them into want. Give them that need, that urgent pressing case, that one thing needful. Oh, Lord, we pray. And we ask that thou be with those with difficult things. We think of the little baby just born. We once more bring him before thee and pray that thou would have mercy upon him and heal and build him up in strength and help him, Lord, we pray, where he is. And the dear parents, Lord, help them in this trial, and Lord, may they know those everlasting arms. May this be used for their good and the good of others. Lord, we pray, sanctify and use those things that we pass through, that we may not pass through them unconcerned and unmoved. Oh, but Lord, do touch our hearts. And touch our hearts this night, we pray. May thy word enter in as that good seed. Lord, we pray that thou art suit thy word to meet each case this night. May the blind eyes be opened, the deaf ears unstopped. May the bonds of captivity be loosed, prisoners set free. May the dead hear thy voice. Oh, Lord, we pray. And gather into the church here, from the congregation, thy dear people. Build them up here, Lord, in numbers and in grace. We thank thee for every mercy and favour that surrounds us, the multitude of thy tender mercies toward us. Truly thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou remember them week by week here as they gather in thy name. Take not thy Holy Spirit from them. Oh, but may there be ever a seed to serve thee here, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. May there be the cause of truth here till the end of time. Oh, may there be a people. May the glorious gospel ever be faithfully proclaimed from this pulpit. And Lord, may many souls be quickened into newness of life. Lord, we pray for the aged one, unable to be here. We pray, Lord, to have mercy upon her in her old age and in affliction. And we ask, Lord, that the evening time of life is come, that thou would bless her in her soul. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou would go right where she is. Thou art not bound by walls. Oh, but Lord, we pray, have mercy upon her. Have mercy upon us each. And may it be when we are brought to leave all these things behind. Oh, may we be ready. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou art prepare us. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. May we be found leaning upon thee. O Lord, we pray that thou art get to thyself all the honour and the glory. We think of this cause of truth, the neighbourhood. Lord, gather in, fill the empty pews. Lord, we pray that there may be thy dead elect in this neighbourhood. Do awaken them and bring them in. May there be this place filled with praying, seeking, longing souls. We think of each of thy causes of truth. Think of our little denomination. We plead, Lord, that thou art return to us again with blessings from on high. Pour out thy spirit, we beg. The empty pews up and down the land. Oh Lord, we see the desolation. We pray that thou would help us to confess those sins where we've grieved thy spirit, Lord. Oh, do have mercy and return. Oh, do turn this wilderness into a fruitful field. Build up the walls of Zion. Return to thy garden. May we see the right hand planting. O Lord, shine upon us from above. Breathe life into dry bones. Oh, may there be that gale of grace. May the south wind blow. May the spices flow forth from the garden. And we pray for our land and nation. Have mercy upon us. We think of our young children and young people growing up in this evil world. Do keep them by thy grace. Leave them not to turn aside into the snares and sins of this world. Do call them by grace while they're young in life, if it could please thee. Put thy fear in their hearts. Help parents. Be with them, Lord, in bringing up their children. Give wisdom and grace and strength day by day. And any who deal with the world, Lord, keep us. Oh, may we not bring reproach on thy name. Hold us fast. Keep us near thee. We pray. And we pray, Lord, for thy people throughout the world. We see such dreadful scenes of trouble and turmoil in the earth. Oh, much suffering and persecution, a rise of Antichrist in our day. Oh Lord, in much wrath, deserved wrath, remember mercy. Do help thy suffering people. Lord, be with them in a special way. And if we're called, Lord, to stand in the face of persecution, O Lord, may we be held up by thee. O may we not be ashamed of thee. Dear Lord, how we need thy help. O do take away our fears in this matter. Lord, do come to our aid. May we know thy strength and thy grace. May we each be found looking unto Jesus. So, Lord, do draw us tonight to thyself. Oh, be with us, never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, may there be a confirming of our evidences. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. And as we gather at thy table at the close of this service, we pray for a soft heart. We pray for thy gracious presence. Oh, we may leave different to how we came. Lord, help us to truly remember thee. We thank thee for every mercy. We pray for pardon of every sin. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us sing the remaining verses of hymn 308. That is the second part of hymn 308, commencing at verse 8. Again we cannot see his helping hand but feel, and though we neither feel nor see, his hand sustains us still. Hymn 308, part 2, commencing at verse 8.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 29. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verse 29. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. You think of those glorious words at the beginning of this verse, but they constrained him. They constrained the risen Saviour, the Lord of glory. They constrained him to tarry with them. Oh, that may be of an encouragement to us this evening. For these two on the road to Emmaus, well, they had many fears. Oh, that their understanding of what had taken place was not fully realised. They had their understanding holden, and their literal eye was holden. They saw not that it was the dear Saviour who joined himself to their company, but Jesus himself drew near and went with them. What a mercy that is. There were two on that road with all these perplexing things, and they talked and they reasoned one with another. They were speaking of those things that had just taken place. Their Lord and Master being so cruelly put to death. And those that had gone to the tomb on the first day of the week, and there the tomb being empty. And those angels saying he was alive, but those that then went, we have those words, "But him they saw not." Oh, these many things that were troubling them. And Jesus drew near. He drew near to them to reveal himself to them, to show himself to them, to settle their fears, to bless them, oh, to bring the true, glorious gospel, to enlighten them to the glories of it and him as that risen Saviour. Oh, and he drew near, and he went with them. But he says, "What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" Oh, do you see the compassion of our Lord and Saviour? They were troubled. They were sad. They were perplexed. They were cast down. Yes, they had little understanding, but the Lord didn't chastise them for it. He said to them, "Oh, ye fools and slow of heart," but they still constrained him. He still went to them by his mercy and by his grace. He knew their weakness. He knew their inability to understand these things themselves without his gracious opening up of their understanding. And there He draws nigh to them. He walks with them. And he hears them. But the interesting thing is this. When our dear Lord drew near to them, he knew exactly what they were saying. He knew all things. He knew all the concerns and the cares. And you notice his language here. Bearing in mind, he knows all things. They say to him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And he said unto them, "What things?" I think that's lovely. What things? You have there the Lord, the dear Lord Jesus, drawing out from them their sad tale of woe, drawing out from them. He wants them to unbosom their cares into his heart. He wants them to pour out their hearts before him. He wants them to speak and tell those things which are casting them down, the fears, the doubts, the perplexities, the troubles, the sadness. Oh, what a loving heavenly friend. Oh, this friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Though he knows all about you and I this evening, all the things that trouble you, he draws it out. Oh, may you and I be brought there to unbosom our cares, to tell Jesus all that's troubling you. There is a heavenly friend who, though he knows, he listens, he understands, he sympathizes. Oh, what a sympathizing heart. What a sympathizing Saviour. Oh, he having lived here upon earth, in our place, he who has walked here upon earth, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You see, you're not telling a stranger who can't sympathize. You know, you may go to someone. You may go to a counsellor and, oh, they tell you, come on, offload, tell me all about it. And, well, there's a little therapy in the speaking of it. But unless they've been right there, unless they've been in your place, how can they truly sympathise? Oh, but this dear man, oh, though Almighty God, yet he knows what it is. Oh, he knows what it is to be tempted, to be buffeted by Satan. He knows what it is to be wearied, bodily weary. He knows what it is to be forsaken, to be rejected, to be despised. He knows what it is to have that close disciple. Peter, who... Oh, so promised to be loyal, so promised to stand by him, and yet, oh, like we, when called to stand in our own strength, is found denying him. Oh, and then we think of Judas. He knows what it is to be betrayed. Oh, friends, what a pathway, what a life. And how sympathising he can be, he is for his dear children. Oh, may you and I then in our troubles, in our concerns, you may say, I can't tell my family. They won't understand. I can't tell them all those sins, all those secret sins. Oh, my vile, sinful heart. My secret sinful life, oh, to be found at the Saviour's feet, laying it all there, They're not like, you won't find the same as Achan found at the feet of Joshua, as he laid out his tent bare before him. And though he confessed, yet where was the grounds? Where was the mercy in the law? There he was put to death. Oh, but you come to a greater than Joshua. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And there, to empty your tent. The secret sins, to lay them at his feet and find a door of hope in the valley of Achor. The Lord Jesus Christ, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, he won't despise you for it. Oh, to tell him it all. You know, friends may, they'd be offended by you. They'd walk away and leave you. Maybe family will be offended by you. Oh, not this dear man. Oh, baby, may you and I be brought to lay it all. A spirit of confession. It's a gift of God, you know. May it be granted to us. Oh, this confession of sin before him. But there, they unbosom all these things. And they tell him all that happened. And they say, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. You see, there's a trial of their faith. There's a trial of their faith. They had faith in the Lord Jesus, that he would deliver Israel, that he would save them from their sins. Oh, that he was the glorious Messiah to deliver them from the powers of sin and Satan. And yet, Satan seems to have triumphed. He's been put to death. And it's the third day. And where is he? Where is he? Oh, you think of the same fears that went through the mind of Mary at the tomb. As there she's searching for her Lord. Her best hope she had in her heart was to find a lifeless body. Her understanding of a risen Saviour not being brought about. Oh, her best hope was to find his body and attend to it in love how she felt she should. And there was an empty tomb, heartbroken, devastated, at the ends of everything. And really, you know, all the while, the Lord is right there. Right there. You say, how can some poor soul be feeling so far off and yet the Lord is so close? It's like that. You know, when the Lord works in the hearts of his dear children and he brings them to that point of utter despair, it's give me Christ or else I die. And they feel to be at the ends of the earth. They feel to be at the lowest point ever, the furthest away, pleading for mercy, but oh, the darkness, the depths, and yet, how in a moment the light can shine in a moment. How in a moment they can be picked up and set among princes, lifted from the dunghill, and set among princes in a moment. Oh, the very present Saviour, who though is unseen, yet forever at hand. His work is being done, and he watches over, mindful of them. Oh, that bruised reed will not be broken. That smoking fax will not be quenched. There's an unseen hand that prevents that poor trembling sinner falling into utter despair. There, that the Lord comes in, reveals himself. And with Mary it was one word, her name, Mary. Oh, these two on the road to Emmaus, they journeyed on. And the Lord Jesus, oh, he speaks to them, doesn't he? He says, oh fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And then beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them the scriptures, the things concerning himself. What a sermon. What a blessed sermon that must have been. The Lord and Saviour speaking of himself in the Old Testament, tracing out the promises of his coming, leading them through the prophets, expounding the scriptures to them, as one by one he leads them through the books of the Bible, and there revealing himself. And beloved friends, they heard it with true prophet, didn't they? There was the Holy Spirit's application, for it left its mark upon them. Well, they wanted it to continue. They came to their destination, and there they turned aside. They'd reached their destination, and they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And again we see this loving Saviour once more drawing from them. He drew from them the tale of their woe, what was troubling them, what was pressing them down, what was their burden. And now he draws forth their desires. He made as though he would have gone further. He longs to hear his children cry. He longs to hear them call upon his name. He delights to hear them call upon him. And what comes forth? Abide with us. Abide with us, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent. No reason given. Oh, but they want that conversation to continue. That they want more of his presence. They want to hear more of his word. They want to hear more of the Lord Jesus Christ. That they want to hear his voice. They feel peace. They've been given understanding. There's comfort. There's hope. Their fears are settled. And they want to hear more. And it's abide with us. He's making to go further. Oh, no. Stay. Tarry. Abide with us. They constrained him. Beloved friends, that's a lovely word, isn't it? They constrained him. These two poor sinners on this road to Emmaus, the Lord's presence with them bodily, they knew not it was the Lord, but they constrained him. And you and I, have you felt the Lord's gracious presence? Have you felt at times in your life, going out after him, in the reading of the word, or in the hearing of the preaching of the gospel? You've heard of the dear man, the Lord Jesus. You've heard of his forgiveness of sins, his love to his dear children. Oh, your heart's gone out after him. Oh, you've longed to feel that presence. You've come into the house of God, maybe with an unsettled heart, maybe with a trouble, maybe with a concern. And for a few moments, you've been sweetly lifted above it. For a few moments, you've forgotten tomorrow. For a few moments, you've forgotten your illness, your affliction. You've forgotten that thing that's pressing upon you. There's a bill to pay next week. There's something urgent in your life. For a few moments, you've been lifted above it. It's been dropped into its right place. And spiritual, heavenly things have come forth. And they've taken your affections. And it's lifted you above it. And there, it's coming towards the end of the Lord's day. Coming towards the end of the service. Tomorrow's still there. The bill's still on the side to be paid. Lord, don't leave me. Oh, this little peace I've had a sweet taste of this evening. Don't take it from me. Oh, Lord, abide with me. Oh, abide with me tonight, tomorrow, in the unknown way. Oh, in thy presence. Oh, in thy presence, I am happy. When I feel thy gracious help, when I feel that lifting up, then I can do all things. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Well, Christ strengthened him, but the knowledge of Christ strengthened him. That knowledge that with the Lord on his side, with the Lord by his side, he could do all things. He said on that ship, didn't he? Before all those sailors and prisoners and soldiers, there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. And though there was to be a shipwreck, and though there was to be a great storm and a shipwreck and loss of the ship, yet all would be safe, found safe on land. The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by him that night and said, fear not. Oh, you say, may he abide with me. May I have that abiding sense of his presence in my heart. I have tomorrow. I have next week. I can do all things through Christ. In him I can do all things. Oh, with him, with me. Oh, I can face it. Lord, give me that sense in my heart. May I feel it day by day. Thy gracious presence. Abide with us. But they constrained him. He heard. He tarried. Oh, how agreeable. How approachable. How loving this heavenly friend is. Though they were weak, slow of heart, fools even. You say, that's me this night, that's me tonight. Oh, I'm a fool. I'm slow of heart. I'm slow of feet to run in the way. I'm a weakling of faith. A little faith. Oh, how distrustful is my heart. How sinful is my heart? Oh, here's two poor sinners who constrained the Lord of glory to tarry with them. What a mercy. What hope is given then to you and I? They constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Oh, this man, oh, this spotless Lamb of God, how the Pharisees cast it in his teeth, despised him for it. But oh, how we love him for it. How we thank him for it. How we praise him for it. That even in this day, 2015, this dear man is receiving sinners still and tarrying with them. He's receiving them to himself. He's not turning them away as their sins deserve, but there he receives them to himself. Oh, that this loving, faithful friend, and he went in to tarry with them. Well, this tarrying with them, they constrained him. They wanted to hear more of his words. But you know that it changed their lives forever. They wanted to hear more of the glorious preaching from the prophets, but they received more than that. Oh, you see, this man, he showed them himself. He revealed himself to them. We read the way he did it. As he blessed the bread and break it, we read he made himself known, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. You can't help thinking, can you, that they got a glimpse of his dear hands. You see, all the while on the road, walking, he withheld his presence from them. They couldn't see him for who he was. It's a mystery, isn't it? But Mary couldn't either. But, beloved friends, there was no mistaking. And there will be no mistaking with you. Oh, if the Lord grants you a view by faith of those pierced hands, made known unto them in the breaking of bread. Well, I'm sure they had been present when the Lord had broken bread and said and asked a blessing before a mealtime before. But in that breaking of bread, to catch a glimpse of those hands. You see, this dear man was marked and marked forever. The hands were pierced, the imprints of the nails in his hands. And beloved friends, to get a glimpse of them. To get a glimpse by faith. And you know, he departed from them. He withdrew his bodily presence from them. But you know, he was with them to the end of their days, and in glory at last. You see, again he appears to them. They returned to Jerusalem. They tell the disciples, and the Lord again grants them a bodily vision, a bodily view, a bodily sight. Once more he shows them his hands and his feet. Oh, these favoured times, these favoured blessings. Oh, may you and I, maybe it was a long time ago in your life, where the Lord came and blessed you with a sense of his presence and granted you that blessed sight of those nail-pierced hands. You read your title clear to mansions in the sky. You saw those palms of his hands, your name engraved there. You felt that sense of peace and pardoning love and blood flowing into your soul. Oh, but he's withdrawn. It was but for a moment. It was just but for a moment. Well, you've the memory of it. And the memory, well, it will stay with you. The effect of it's in your soul and in your soul forever. You've changed and you're changed forever. But is it this evening? Give me another glimpse. Oh, Lord, come again. Come again into my soul. Come and stand in my midst again. Say to my soul again, I am thy salvation. Lord, stand in my view. Lead me to Calvary. To grant me a glimpse again of my pardon, my seal, my safety, my security, that the price paid, my debt settled. Oh Lord, grant me to view, to look upon him whom I've pierced with my sins. Oh, give me that sense in my heart that this was done for you. May it be again. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. You see, that they prevailed. He heard, he answered. He came and tarried with them. And oh, may you be granted that spirit of wrestling prayer. May you be granted that spirit of wrestling prayer, seeking to see the dear Saviour in your room and in your place. May you not be left satisfied with anything short of Christ. Oh Lord, may there be that work in my heart. Oh, that wrestling prayer that cannot rest until we find that rest in thee. The Lord drew out desires out of that Syrophoenician woman, didn't he? Where when the disciples treated her gruffly and rebuffed her and told her to go away, she was bothering them and they couldn't help her. The Lord's dear people, treating her so, oh, so despicably, really, wasn't it? And she comes to the Saviour. And it's there that the Lord speaks to her, doesn't he? And she says, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. But he answered her not a word. Strange, isn't it? Oh, these dealings. But you see, it's the Lord in love. You know, we're sinful creatures. We cannot praise him as we ought. We cannot worship him as we should. We have so much sin within. We come so far short. But blessed be God, he knows how to extract from us the maximum praise and thanksgiving and worship to his name. And there's the waiting. Why? The case must be more urgent. There must be more desire. There's not an appearing at the first cry out, but there's a strengthening of that need in her heart. And there's silence from him. And what does it do? Does she flee away? Does she turn away? To whom else can we go? There's nowhere else to go. Call upon me in a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. There's nowhere else to go. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. And he answered her, not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. She worshipped him. You see, he drawing out from her true worship, his longing. Give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, help me. But he answered her again and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. Was she to be offended by it? Was she to be offended by that, by his words? She said, truth, Lord. Oh, I'm a worm of the earth. I can't come on my own grounds. I can't come as one of those of the household of Israel. I'm a stranger. I'm a foreigner. Oh, I've no right. I've no birthright, I've no merits. Oh, but I've nowhere else, dear Lord, to go. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Oh, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and tarried with them. Well, there's the evening time of our lives, isn't there? We're all getting older, day by day. We who are younger, we don't know when that day will be. We may not live to old age. Older friends are getting to the evening time of life. Oh, how will we do in the swellings of Jordan? Oh, Lord, abide with us. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Oh, Lord, be there when I reach those icy waters of Jordan. As thou hast helped me hitherto, O Lord, abide with me. Be with me, a very present help in trouble. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he heard and answered their prayer, and he went in to tarry with them. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day for Christian Concern amounted to £924, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jempson will preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day, if he is well enough. God willing, Mr. Parrish will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. And our friends at Fenstanton hope to hold their Thanksgiving service on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn number 130. Christ is the eternal rock on which his church is built, the shepherd of his little flock, the lamb that took our guilt, our counsellor, our guide, our brother and our friend, the bridegroom of his chosen bride, who loves her to the end. Hymn 130.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.